欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天我们要和卢涵来分享一部2003年上映的爱情电影《真爱至上》。
Hi everybody, I'm Luhan. Today in the next few days, we're going to talk about this movie called Love Actually. Love Actually is a 2003 British romantic comedy film written and directed by Richard Curtis.
这是著名的英国编剧理查德·柯蒂斯第一次亲自导演一部影片。那他以往的编剧作品呢，大家应该都很熟悉了，比如说《四个婚礼一个葬礼》《诺丁山》《憨豆先生》系列以及《BJ 单身日记》，都是既叫好又卖座。所以呢，本片的推出也是备受期待。当然，不能不提的还有就是影片的超级演员阵容了。
The ensemble cast is composed predominantly of British actors and actresses, including Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, Hugh Grant, Bill Nighy, Karen Knightley, Laura Linney, Colin Firth.
像这些演员当中呢，休·格兰特、艾玛·汤姆森、阿兰·瑞克曼、凯拉·奈特利以及憨豆先生罗文·阿特金森，以及曾经扮演辛德勒的连恩·尼森，都是非常著名的英国演员。所以这部电影呢，应该称得上是一部地道的英国电影，充满了英伦风情。
The film begins 5 weeks before Christmas and is played out in a week-by-week countdown until the holiday, with the final action that takes place 1 month later.
影片的开头呢，就是大家都很熟悉的休·格兰特的声音，他在影片当中扮演了一位虚构的英国首相 David.
The film begins with a voiceover from David's comment.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion is starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy,But it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from the people on board were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
影片的开头呢，我们看到了很多在希斯罗机场拍摄的画面。在机场的到达大厅里呢，有很多人在等候他们从远方来的亲朋好友。大家见面以后呢，总是要热情的拥抱一下，以及相互的问候。这种场面是相当的温馨。
This is what David says. Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. 每当我为市局感到忧心时，我就会想到希斯罗机场的到达大厅。在这句话里面 ,gloomy 就是忧心忧郁的意思。For example, you can say, she's always been a gloomy kid with not many friends. 她一直就是一个忧郁的小孩，朋友不多。
那 David 为什么会说在他被事情困扰的时候，在他为市局倍感忧心的时候，会想到机场的到达大厅呢？因为这里充满了那些温馨的画面，充满了爱。
He also says, general opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed, but I don't see that.他说呢，现在人们都认为我们所生活的这个世界充满了仇恨和贪婪，但我看到的却不是这样。Seems to me that love is everywhere. 在我看来，爱无处不在。Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. 虽然很多时候爱经常显得毫无尊严可言，或者根本不值一提，但它总是存在的。
每当我为市局倍感忧心时，就会想到希斯罗机场的入境大厅。世人认为世界充满仇恨与贪婪。但我却不苟同，在我看来，爱似乎无处不在，时常并不特别高贵，不值得一提。但是爱永远存在，父子、母女、夫妻、男朋友、女朋友、老朋友。当飞机撞上世贸大楼时，乘客所打出的电话都不是仇恨或报复，而是爱的信息。如果你仔细找找，你会发现爱其实无处不在。
真爱至上这部电影当中呢，讲了10个关于爱的故事，有恋人之间的爱，夫妻之间的爱，亲人之间的爱，朋友之间的爱。那在接下来这几天的节目当中呢，我们就将和大家一起分享其中的几个感人的故事。
The screenplay delves into different aspects of love as shown through 10 separate stories involving a wide variety of individuals. Many of them are shown to be interlinked as their tales progress.
I feel it in my fingers.
In my fingers.
I feel it in my toes.
那首先就来说一说这个新当选的英国首相 David 和在首相官邸工作的 Natalie 之间的故事吧。
The recent elected British Prime Minister David is young, handsome, and single. Natalie is a new junior member of the household staff at 10 Downing Street and regularly serves his tea and biscuit. Something seems to click between them, but with the exception of some mild flirting, neither pursues the attraction.
Natalie!
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable about us working in such close proximity every day. Me knowing so little about you, it seems elitist and wrong.
Well, it's not much to know.
Well, where do you live, for instance?
Wandsworth, the dodgy end.
Ah, my sister lives in Wandsworth.
Oh.
So which exactly is the dodgy end?
Right at the end of the High Street, Harris Street.Near the Queen's Head?
Oh, yeah, that is dodgy. you live with your husband, boyfriend, three illegitimate, charming children?
No, I've just got out with my boyfriend, actually, so I'm back with my mum and dad for a while.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm well short of him. He said I was getting fat.
I beg your pardon?
He said no one's going to fancy a girl with thighs the size of big tree trunks.Not a nice guy, actually. In the end.
Yeah. You know, being Prime Minister, I could just have him murdered.
Thank you, sir. I'll think about it.
Do. The SAS are absolutely charming. Ruthless, trained killers are just a phone call away.
其实当 David 刚刚当选为首相，第一次踏入唐宁街十号的时候，就已经注意到这个 Natalie 了，并且对他是很有好感。虽然 Natalie 每天出现在他面前给他端茶送水，但是奈于身份的差距啊，他和 Natalie 之间几乎没有什么正面的交流。
所以有一天呢，他终于忍不住了，叫住了 Natalie。That's what he says. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable about us working in such close proximity every day.And me knowing so little about you, it seems elitist and wrong. David 在这里所说的这个 close proximity 就是非常非常近的意思。不管在表现时间或者空间或者关系上的近的时候，都可以用 proximity 这个词。同样词根呢，还有一个我们比较经常用的一个副词 approximately 就是大致的意思。For example, you can say there are approximately 10,000 visitors each day at the national park.国家公园呢，每天大致有10,000名游客。Approximately 也是带有其中这个 proximus 这个词根。所以 David 在这里说的呢，就是他说每天和你这么近距离在一块工作，但我对你一无所知，这让我有点不舒服。And it seems elitist and wrong。在这里，这个 elitist 来自于这个词 elite， 就是精英的意思。David 在这里意思呢，就是我对你一无所知，这样显得我特别高高在上，特别傲慢，不平易近人，所以这样是不对的。
显然呢 ，David 是想找一个机会多了解了解这个 Natalie， 而且呢，他最关心的问题啊，就是 Natalie 是不是已婚了呀，或者他现在有没有男朋友啊？所以他终于绕着圈子啊，问到了这个问题，却没想到 Natalie 刚刚和这个男朋友分手。
This is how Natalie talks about why they broke up. She says, he said no one's gonna fancy a girl with thighs the size of big tree trunks. 她说没有人喜欢腿像树桩子那么粗的女孩。显然男朋友说是这样的话是挺让人伤心的。所以 Natalie 也说呢 not a nice guy, actually in the end. 到最后他对我确实挺糟糕的。And David says, you know, being the prime minister, I could just have him murdered. David 在这里是开玩笑说你知道我身为首相。随时可以叫人把他杀掉。Natalie 听到 David 这样说也是挺吃惊，没有想到首相会开这种玩笑。And Natalie says, Thank you, sir, I'll think about it. 他说谢谢，我会考虑的。And David continues, Dude, the SAS are absolutely charming. Ruthless trained killers are just phone call away. 他说你一定要考虑一下，这个特勤组可是非常厉害的，只要打一通电话就能叫来他们这些冷血杀手。这个 ruthless.在这里就是冷血没有怜悯之心的意思
Natalie
我开始觉得每天都见到你有点别扭，因为我对你一无所知，这个是不对的。
哦，我没什么特别的。
那个，你住在哪里呢？
王斯沃斯，比较穷那一区。
哦，我妹妹也住在那儿。
哦，
比较穷的那一区在哪儿？
就在商业街尽头，哈利街，靠近皇后头酒吧。
哦，是啊，那是比较穷。你跟你的老公或者是男朋友一起住吗？有三个可爱的私生子？
没有，刚跟男朋友分手，回去跟爸爸妈妈住在一起。
哦，很遗憾。
不，没什么，跟他分手也好。他说我太胖了。
你说什么？
他说没人会喜欢有象腿的女人，他并不是一个好人。是的。
哦，哈，你知道，身为首相，我可以叫人刺杀他。
谢谢你，我会考虑的。
那个特勤组非常厉害，打一通电话就会有冷血杀手的。
本来呢 ，David 是想向这个 Nelly 示好，但是啊，也许是过于紧张了，所以他对自己的表现也很不满意，觉得作为一个首相，作为一个成熟男人，怎么能够说出这么不得体的话来呢？不过当然了 ，David 的紧张也是有原因的，因为毕竟啊，他是一个首相，而 Nelly 呢，只是每天为他负责端茶倒水的一个普通的工作人员。那一身份的原因呢 ，David 是不敢表白的，所以他每天呢、啊、都处于矛盾之中。
When the President of the United States pays a visit, his conservative attitude and flat refusal to relax any joint policies which might leave Britain at a disadvantage leaves his visors timid. It is only after David walks in to find the President attempting to seduce Natalie that he stands up for the UK at a nationally televised press conference.
在记者招待会上呢 ，David 居然前所未有的表现出了对美国的强硬态度，这样他瞬时啊就成了国家英雄，赢得了民心。
I love that word relationship. It covers all manner of sins, doesn't it? I fear that this has become a bad relationship. A relationship based on the president taking exactly what he wants and casually ignoring all those things that really matter to Britain. We may be a small country, but we're a great one too. The country of Shakespeare.Churchill, the Beatles, Sean Connery, Harry Potter, David Beckham's right foot, David Beckham's left foot, the friend who bullies us is no longer a friend, and since bullies only respond to strength, now onward, I will be prepared to be much stronger, and the president should be prepared for that.
作为刚刚上任的英国首相呢 ，David 觉得啊，对美国还是不能态度过于强硬了。但是在这个办公室里呢，碰见了美国总统，对 Nelly 似乎态度暧昧，这个 David 可有点生气了。所以在这次记者招待会上呢，他也是态度格外的强硬了起来。他说，虽然美国很强大，但是你也不能想要什么就能得到什么。
And he also says, and a friend who bullies us is no longer a friend.他说欺负我们的朋友呢已经不算是朋友了。And since bullies only respond to strength, from now onward, I'll be prepared to be much stronger. 既然欺负人的人呢都是吃硬不吃软的，所以从现在起我也会更强势。And the president should be prepared for that. 请总统先生要有心理准备。
我喜欢关系这个字眼，涵盖了各种罪恶。我恐怕他成了个坏关系。美国总统想要什么就拿什么，完全不理会。对英国来说，很重要的是，英国虽小，但也曾辉煌一时。我们有莎士比亚、丘吉尔、披头士、斯文康纳里、哈利波特、贝克汉姆的黄金右脚、贝克汉姆的黄金脖子。欺负我们的朋友不算什么，既然对方吃硬不吃软，
从现在起，我也会更强势。请总统先生要有心理准备。
但是在记者招待会之后，当冷静了下来之后， David 觉得作为首相，他不能让自己对 Natalie 的私人感情影响到工作。
Concerned that his affections for Natalie are affecting his political judgment, David asked for her to be redistributed.
Don't ask me why, and for heaven's sake, don't read stuff into this. It's just a weird personality thing. But, you know Natalie, who works here?
The chubby girl?
We call her chubby.
I think there's a pretty sizable ass there, yes, sir. Huge size.
Yeah. But whatever, I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but I wonder if you could, redistribute her.
It's fun.
David 呢叫来他的助理说 I wonder if you could redistribute her. 在这里这个 redistribute 实际上就是重新分配重新安排的意思。David 在这里的意思呢就是我想请你帮他重新安排别的职务。Distribute 这个词呢实际上就是分配安排的意思。For example, you can say the books were distributed to all schools in the district. 学区里面的所有学校都发到了书。
别问为什么，也别想得太多，好吗？这是我个人的问题。可是，你知道娜塔莉吧？
这个胖妞。
她算是胖吗？
她的屁股够大的了，大腿也很粗。
是的，哦，随便了。他人很好，可是我想请你替他安排别的职务。
没问题。
Natalie 呢被安排了其他的工作，所以 David 的平常呢很少见到他了。圣诞节快到了，孤独的 David 坐在办公室里，看着下属们送给他的节日贺卡，突然他发现了 Natalie 写的那一张。
Dear Sir, Dear David, Merry Christmas and I hope you have a very happy new year.I'm very sorry about the thing that happened. It was a very odd moment and I feel like a prize idiot. Particularly because if you can't say it at Christmas, then can you, eh? I'm actually yours with love. Your Natalie.
David comes across a card signed, I'm actually yours with love, your Natalie. Encouraged by this, he sets out to find her.
Jack, yeah, I need a car. Right now, thank you.
David 只知道 Natalie 住在哪条街，却不知道具体的门牌号码，于是他开始一家一家的敲门，希望能够找到 Natalie.
After much doorbell ringing, David eventually finds Natalie at her family's house. Hoping to have some time with Natalie, David offers to drive everyone to the local school for the play.
How far is this place?
Just around the corner.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say, Thank you for the Christmas card.
You're welcome. Look, I'm so sorry about that day. I mean, I came into the room and he sinked towards me and there was a fire and he's the President of the United States and nothing happened, I promise. And I just felt like such a fool because I think about you all the time, actually. And I think you're the man that I really...
Oh, wow. It really was just around the corner. Oh! Well, look, I think I'd better not come in, you know. The last thing anyone wants is some sleazy politician stealing the kids' thunder.
Oh, please come. It'll be great.
No, I better not. But I will be very sorry to drive away from you.
Just give me one second.
Natalie 的儿子呢要参加学校当天晚上的一个圣诞演出，全家人呢都要去现场给他加油鼓劲儿。而学校呢离 Natalie 的家是特别的近， David 还没有跟 Natalie 说几句话，这学校就到了。所以 Natalie 邀请 David 跟他一起去看儿子的演出。
David says, I think I'd better not come in. 我是不是最好不要进去？ Last thing anyone wants is some sleazy politician stealing the kids' thunder.大家都不愿意看到一个肮脏的政客来抢走孩子们的风头。Sleazy 呢，除了形容人，也可以形容地方。For example, you can say this is a sleazy 24 hours internet cafe. 这是一个脏兮兮、令人生疑的24小时网吧。And stealing someone's thunder 就是抢什么人的风头的意思。
学校有多远？
转个弯就到。
哦，好。哦，我只是想说，谢谢你送的圣诞卡。
不客气。那天的事很抱歉，我一进去他就走过来，对罗正旺，他是美国总统，我保证我们什么也没发生，我只觉得好蠢。实际上我满脑子都在想你，你才是我真正
我们到了
爱的人。
我真的是很近了。听好，我，你知道我最好不要进去，别让政客抢走了孩子们的风头。
请你进去，你一定会很棒。
哦，不了，最好不要。不过，我也不想离开你。
等我一下，好吗？
David 觉得呢自己的身份啊不适宜在这样的公众场合露面，那 Nelly 呢给他想了一个办法，带他偷偷溜进了后台，在后台来看学生们的表演。
Come on in, we can watch them backstage.
Okay. Look, this has to be a very secret, doesn't it?
I'm ready, and I'm aware around. Come on.
The two watch the show from backstage.And their budding relationship is exposed to the audience when a curtain at the rear of the stage is raised during the big finale, and David and Natalie are caught in a passionate kiss.
首相的恋情曝光了 ，David 和 Natalie 也就开始正大光明的谈恋爱了。这就是这部电影当中一个很感人的爱情故事，即使是高高在上的首相也有和普通人一样的情感需求，也会像普通人一样坠入爱河。
Alright, before we finish the show, let's go over some of the words and phrases we've learned today. Gloomy, 忧心忧郁的 Proximity, 很近的距离 Ruthless, 冷血没有怜悯之心 Steal someone's thunder, 抢别人的风头。
Alright, that's all for today. 明天节目当中呢，我们将继续的和您一起分享这部爱情电影《真爱至上》。如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。 I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Luhan, we'll be back at you tomorrow with another installment of Love Actually.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧，微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
It's easy to fall in love, but it's so hard to break somebody's heart. What seemed like a good idea turned into a battlefield. Once love has turned to dust and all that's left held breath, forgotten who we first met. What seemed like a good idea turned into a battlefield.
It's 14 hours.